Ben Lechaya explains that the idea of being miyached Hashem, of declaring Hashem as one perfect unity, is what's called avodah shebalev. It's something that goes on in our hearts. As Pasuk says, la'avda b'chol vavchem, and serve Hashem with all your hearts. And therefore, when a person says the word Shema, the implication of it is not just to hear it, but also to understand it, to appreciate it, to have meaningful intent when saying the words, when hearing the words that we're saying. And since we don't know what people are thinking, and it's possible for a person to say one thing and feel something else, that's why the ayin of Shema and the dalad of Echad a big testimony to tell us that Hashem is giving testimony. He knows. He knows what you mean when you're saying it. He knows if we're sincere or not. He's the eight. And, says Rabbeinu Bachai, you should know that the reason why Gan Eden was created with all of the beautiful, incredible things in Gan Eden, it's only there La'osam hamyachdim b'kavana, for those who unify Hashem, proclaim Him as one with kavana, with intent. Because someone who realizes, who's moida, someone who appreciates, who understands that Hashem is a unique, singular individual, perfect unity, and there are no other powers outside of Him, is by definition rejecting idolatry. And the other way around, conversely, a person that accepts Avodah Zarah obviously denies Hashem's unity, because a person that believes that there's something other than Hashem that functions as a God means there was more than one. And the reason why Gehenna was created, for those who have a false concept of the truth, for Avodah Zarah. That's why, says Rabbeinu Bachai, the word Gan appears 13 times in Bereishis. And it's 13 times Ish, fire. Because anyone who's mechavin on Echad, the word Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Echad, Echad, Aleph, Ches, Dalet is 13. So anyone that has in mind Hashem's unity, appreciates it, understands it, is saved from that, from the fires of Gehenna, and gets to Gan Eden. Gan Eden is there for those who say Shema, understand it, appreciate it, and live it. It's our way of achieving eternity, because we're attaching ourselves to Hashem, His unity, His infinity, that gives us life forever.